This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Pierre-Emile Højbjerg has stated that Antonio Conte needs to elaborate on his comments from Saturday. Reports are stating that Spurs have contacted Frankfurt manager Oliver Glasner about replacing Antonio Conte. Reports are also stating potential new managers are doubting the Spurs squad and direction of the club after Conte's comments on Saturday. And Matt Doherty has come out and said that Spurs should stick with Antonio Conte. He is one of the best managers of all time. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Let's start by talking about Tottenham Hotspur midfielder Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. He has now responded to Antonio Conte's press conference comments, which he made on Saturday after the 3-3 draw at Southampton. Whilst on international duty, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg has come out and said, "We have all seen it." He gave a very honest and very open press conference. It is because he is not satisfied. You don't do that if you have reached the quarterfinal of the Champions League and if you're in a semi-final of the FA Cup. It comes from the fact that unfortunately we did not get the results we as a team and club wanted. We are still where we want to be and need to be in the Premier League. But yes, it is hard. I understand that if you want to be successful as a team, you need 11 men who are committed to a project and a culture. But I think he has to elaborate on how he feels before you as a player can start measuring and weighing. The coach has not been satisfied, and that is what I take from it. Højbjerg then went on to say, "You do what you can to please him. What I do know about myself is I'm an honest player. I'm a player who gives 100% of myself for the team. If that's how he sees it, then you have to be a little more precise in order for you as a player to take it to heart." A report has just been published by the Daily Mail, and they are stating that Tottenham have made contact with Frankfurt manager Oliver Glasner to replace Antonio Conte after reports that Daniel Levy could remove the Italian boss this week, but Real Madrid and Chelsea are also interested. The report states that the Austrian boss, Glasner, whose contract expires in 2024, has been contacted by Spurs. Tottenham have reportedly made contact with Frankfurt manager Oliver Glasner to replace Antonio Conte. In the report, it says that Glasner guided Frankfurt to an impressive Europa League win last season. However, they were unable to beat Serie A leaders Napoli in the last 16 this year. Another report from the Daily Mail today is stating that Tottenham's candidates to replace Antonio Conte share his doubts about the squad, direction of the club and director of football Fabio Paratici, and think he overachieved by finishing fourth last season. The report states a number of Tottenham's potential candidates to replace Antonio Conte share similar concerns about the club's current direction. The report then goes on to say that names such as Luis Enrique, Thomas Tuchel, Roberto De Zerbi and Oliver Glasner and ex-Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino have all been linked with this job. However, Daniel Levy may find trouble appointing a new head coach once Antonio Conte leaves after the Italian's rant brought to light some concerns that could worry a new coach. And according to the Daily Telegraph today, a number of those candidates are in agreement with the points raised by Antonio Conte during his furious post-match press conference. The same outlet claim that there is a feeling from outside the club that Antonio Conte had overachieved by securing a top four finish in the Premier League last season. The report also states they feel that this campaign, where Spurs have struggled to maintain a place in the top four, is more reflective of the level of the squad and ambition of the club. There are also concerns about the running of the football operations at the club, particularly given the nature of Fabio Paratici's future. Paratici was hit with a 30-month ban by the Italian FA for his time at Juventus, with the club said to have overstated the value of transfer fees to get around financial rules. Former Tottenham Hotspur right wing back Matt Doherty, whilst on international duty, has been talking about the Antonio Conte situation and has stated, "I hope that Antonio Conte stays for a long time at Tottenham. He's an unbelievable coach, an unbelievable manager. He won't say anything in the press that he won't say to his players. He is completely honest with his players. He has passion for the whole club. I hope that Tottenham stick by him and hold on to him for as long as possible. He is one of the best managers of all time." Now, my thoughts on these stories in this episode. Let's start by talking about Pierre-Emile Højbjerg on Antonio Conte's press conference on Saturday after we drew 3-3 against Southampton. You know, Højbjerg is the first Spurs player to come out publicly and talk about this, and what an interesting interview it is. He's come out and said that he is a player that always gives 100% for the team. And I'm sure a lot of Spurs players will feel like that. And I'm sure in the next 10 days or so, whilst we have this international break, I'm sure a lot of players will be coming out and saying exactly the same thing. Now, it's interesting because Matt Doherty, of course, former Tottenham Hotspur player, in a press conference with Ireland today, turned around and said that Antonio Conte, you know, he wouldn't say something to the press that he didn't say to the players. But only yesterday, Football.London stated that after that Southampton game, Antonio Conte completely ignored his players. He did not say a word to them. And this is not the first time that he's done that. So it must mean that when those players were on that bus going home from Southampton, the first they heard of Antonio Conte's comments would have been on their phone.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I'm a real big believer in any situation in life of communication. People have to communicate with one another. Certainly when you're working with people, and certainly when you want the best from people, you need to communicate. You communicate when you're happy about things, and you communicate when you're not so happy about things. And that is it in any situation in life. Always communicate with people and tell each other exactly where you stand. And Antonio Conte ignoring the players is not good man management for me. That is just me. You know, some people may disagree with that. But I think that Antonio Conte, if he did, you know, 100% ignore those players, as the report has stated from Football.London, a very, very reliable source, I don't think that that was the right thing to do, to then go into the press conference and call the players out like that without knowing exactly how Conte feels. Because now these players have gone off on international duty, extremely unhappy. I can't see how, and please don't get this wrong if you're listening or watching this, I agree with a lot of what Antonio Conte said in that press conference, but I think the players probably need to hear it from him first, not secondhand, not on Twitter or Instagram or another social media platform, and not hearing it from him directly. I'm sure the club are extremely unhappy with Conte, and I do expect Antonio Conte to leave the football club in the very, very near future. In my opinion, and this is just my opinion, I think that Spurs are probably working on a deal to offload Antonio Conte, and probably working out what they can do, how much money they need to pay Antonio Conte off for him to leave the football club. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Ryan Mason come in, take charge for the remaining 10 Premier League games, as very similar situation when Ryan Mason took over when Jose Mourinho left 6 days before the League Cup final a couple of years ago. In my opinion, I think it's probably best to put in an interim manager now for the remaining 10 games and then sort the situation out properly in the summer. But I must stress, I must underline this, and I must shout about this, is that we need to have a plan. Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, in my opinion, have gone round in circles since sacking Maurizio Pochettino. Maurizio Pochettino was building something very special, did build something very special, took us to a Champions League final. We were very close in winning the Premier League. We were very close on a number of occasions in getting over that line and finally lifting a trophy. We played very, very exciting football under Pochettino. Now, in my opinion, and if it was my choice, Pochettino would be the one in the summer. If we do not appoint Pochettino, then appoint a project manager and give them the tools that they need to build something special for the future. Because these serial winning managers, Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, they're very demanding. And if we are not giving them everything they need and they are demanding, then there is absolutely no point. They're only going to get frustrated. We have seen this happen twice now. I've stated so often, particularly since 2019 when Pochettino was sacked, that we have been going around in circles. We haven't really had a plan. You know, it took us 72 days to appoint a manager when Jose Mourinho was sacked. And of course, Nuno Espirito Santo come in. That didn't work out. It hasn't worked again. The board and the club do need to learn from mistakes, you know, over these last few years, because now, let's face it, the last, 3.5 years or so, we've gone round in circles, and we need to start acting like a big football club, showing ambition and going in the right direction. Me as a Spurs fan, I want to see success. I want to see trophies. And of course, we were promised by the board on a couple of occasions when Nuno Espirito Santo come in and Antonio Conte come in, we were promised entertaining football. And let's be honest and frank about it, we haven't been entertained for some time. Now, any potential new manager coming in, and this has been widely reported today by many media outlets, that a number of potential managers are worried about the situation and worried about the comments from Antonio Conte. I said this on the podcast on Monday evening, that I think that any potential new manager would certainly ask a lot of questions about what they can do, what they will be able to do, who they will be working with, what decisions that they can make, what players that they can bring in. There are so many questions for a potential new manager to ask. You know, what guarantees will they have? Personally, for me, I think that you need to now employ a project manager. And you need to appoint a manager and give them a 5-year contract. Tell the fans, this is what we are planning. I would love to see some real direct communication from the club so the club can, you know, instill some confidence into the fans again, make us believe that they have this project and, you know, we are invested in a project. Invest in a manager and let's, you know, let's go for something. Let's try and win a trophy. Because, you know, in recent years, I've been very, very frustrated that the amount of managers that haven't taken the FA Cup seriously. You know, these last few weeks, FA Cup and Champions League, the way that we went out of both competitions, it was like it didn't really mean anything. And that upset me. It's upset a lot of the fan base a lot. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit the follow button and leave a review if you can. I'll see you in the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.